This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Train.
Hi.
And you know what we have to talk about? We got to get started with.
What's that?
The interview that's coming up between, I don't know if you know about this yet, Oprah Winfrey and Harry and Meghan.
Yes, this is the interview of the year, certainly. Maybe the decade. I don't know. At least in terms of interviews that people are going to be excited about watching. Why? Well, because drama. Everybody loves other people's family drama. And we're about to get a bunch of family drama. Or at least that's what Oprah would like you to think. So, first teaser trailer made available for Sunday's interview, sit down between Oprah Winfrey and Harry and Meghan. In this teaser, Oprah is talking singularly to Meghan. Harry is not in this particular chunk of the interview. And she talks about some of that drama. So can we play that? It's about 30 seconds. And I think we'll have some stuff to say on the other side. Shall we listen?
How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us. And if that comes with risk of losing things, I mean, there's a lot that's been lost already.
Dun, dun, dun. So that's...
It sounds like a Michael Bay trailer.
Right? Like, dun, dun, dun. So they drop this teaser. This thing is going to be full of drama. You can smell it. They are not coming to play with this particular interview. That said, like, I almost wonder if this teaser is overplaying the drama that we're going to be served on Sunday. What I mean by that is they are playing on everyone's tabloid understanding of this story, right?
Absolutely.
Meaning, like, the friction between Harry and Meghan and the palace, because in the days leading up to this interview, there have been no shortage of stories from tabloids about how the palace is upset and people have, you know, all that stuff. That is the ticket to admit for the price of admission to this interview. But when we sit down and listen to the full interview, I wonder how much of this will be not as dramatic as perhaps this teaser would lead you to believe.
It's almost like everybody's playing their roles, right? Like, so here's what it reminds me of. The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Every season finale is going to be the most dramatic.
The most dramatic.
Of all time. Boom. And the fact is, we've never, I think maybe only once, we've seen the most dramatic season finale.
Well, by definition, there's only one most, right?
Thank you. You're right, Holly. Actually, that's a really good point.
this is the most amazing interview Oprah has ever done.
But it really, it's like everybody's playing their part. Everybody's playing their part. Everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing. The palace is doing what the palace is supposed to be doing. Harry and Meghan are doing what Harry and Meghan are supposed to be doing. Oprah's doing what Oprah's supposed to be doing. But when we actually see it unedited without the dramatic music behind it, it's probably, well, I don't know. It's probably going to be a womp womp.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like womp womp in the sense, yes, in the sense that there'll be fireworks. But I think we're going to learn a lot or at least hear a lot that we have been despite what you think of these two or the royal family, because I keep getting caught up in all this other stuff where I'm like, this royal, I don't, what, why are we, I don't get, like, don't get caught up in all that. Just what we do is watch TV and have opinions about it, right? So from a sit-down interview with people who have a story to tell point of view, I feel like we're going to learn some stuff. It's just that they're going to use the best bits in the lead up to make you think this is going to be something, you know, earth-shattering. Because we've seen that before, right? Like, how many times are we promised something? And it's not that there's not going to be stuff there. It's just going to be, like, of a piece. And the broader piece, I think, will be very much like, we're very excited about our new life together. Here's what it's like to have kids. And I know this is crazy because we, you know, this is a one of, because truly, what, regardless of what you think of these two or the royal family or Oprah, they do have a unique experience. They have had a unique journey that none of us can relate to. And so just from a curious or curiosity standpoint, I imagine we'll be somewhat entertained or very entertained, or maybe we'll actually come away going, wow, I feel like I know those two better.
Yes, and I think the thing that we all have to be prepared for and keep in mind while we're watching it is it's all been choreographed, because there's no question in my mind, at least, that Oprah and Harry and Meghan didn't have conversations beforehand about how much they were going to be willing to share,
yeah,
and how much they weren't going to be willing to share. And so Oprah asked all the right questions,
yeah,
and they said just enough, mm-hmm, to give us a trailer like that. But you're probably right. It's probably going to be a lot of like, we're just so happy in our beautiful mansion with our child and our other one on the way.
It's a simple life now. It's very quiet. And
we like to hold hands and walk through the meadow and do yoga in the large yard and splash around in the pool. I mean, and then it's boring.
Because I do think that there's a real story there. I just think that, like their lives in general, the real story is amplified through the prism of celebrity and this institution that, this bizarrely archaic institution, but one that I find myself completely fascinated by. It just amplifies and magnifies all this stuff in a way that makes you think you're really invested in it, like, which is weird. So I try not to think too hard about it, because when you do think too hard about it, you're like, I don't understand why I'm excited to watch Oprah sit down with Harry and Meghan on Sunday, but I am.
Okay, I have a dumb question that I know you'll have the answer to. Because I was surprised at her calling it The Firm.
Mm.
Do the people on the inside call it The Firm? Like, is that, I thought The Firm was what, I don't know, what we called it.
I think that's what they actually, that's what they call it. And so that's okay. What we call it, because that's what they call it. Meaning, like, we're like in the know because they call it The Family or The Firm. I did, you know, it's interesting that you pointed that out, because if you're just joining us, we listened to the first tease of Oprah with Meghan and Harry. It's a 2-hour special, by the way, that comes out on Sunday.
I guess I know what we'll be doing.
Yes. Yes.
For 2 hours on Sunday.
For 2 hours. You're going to have to talk about it without me, though.
Oh, that's right.
Sadly.
Oh.
Okay. I can, well, I'll send you some thoughts telepathically. How about that?
Oh, that sounds good. That's cool. How I receive your thoughts anyway.
But what I was going to say is,
it was interesting that I brought up The Firm.
Yes, that you brought up The Firm, because I thought, are we going to say that out? Like, are we going to refer to the royal family as The Firm? Not because that's not what they call themselves or that's the language they use, because that may be very natural for her. But just from a audience standpoint, like, people might not understand what you mean by that, and they might actually take offense. I don't want to say take offense, wait, but they might misinterpret what she's saying there.
And that's kind of what I was reacting to, because I don't, well, I mean, to be fair, in full disclosure, I am not as fascinated with the royal family,
yeah,
as many people are. It's not that I don't care, it's just that I don't care.
Yeah.
So,
and nor do you need to.
Right. So I know, like, tucked away in a corner, in a messy corner of my brain, I know the reference to The Firm. And yeah, I know they're not talking about the John Grisham novel.
That'd be a little weird.
Or the movie that starred Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was that caught me off guard. It definitely, like, it was actually the biggest thing I pulled out of that, because it almost sounded like there was almost like a tone of, like, it was a pejorative the way she said it.
Yeah. And, that's why I said when I listened to this teaser, I was like, this is like, they did not mess around in terms of selling this, this interview, because I mean, she's not pulling any punches in that, the way it's framed, it doesn't sound like she's pulling any punches in this particular interview, which makes it seem like not just a sort of, you know, Barbara Walters, I probably will cry at some point, but mostly you're just going to hear stories that, like, you probably could have come up with on your own type of interview, that she's actually going to get to some, like, nitty gritty drama stuff, which I still think she might be overselling it, but I'm here for, in the sense that, like, anytime somebody peels back the curtain, I'm all for it. You have to take it for what it's worth. I mean, Meghan, you know, Markle has a very unique perspective that nobody else in the royal family does, so it's right. One we should listen to. But it's one of many, I'm sure. There are going to be a lot of people watching who are more closely connected to the royal family, having different thoughts and opinions, and no doubt the tabloids will be rife with, you know, their behind the scenes hot takes.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we will, for 2 full hours on Sunday.
To with that lots of commercial interview. Breaks. You know, there's going to be like, when we come back.
And it's going to be like, Super Bowl level commercials, because, you know, they think that everybody's eyes are going to be on that.
I
they
will
probably
say,
are.
This is going to be on CBS, right? Yeah, CBS. I hope they're doing something to tie in the premiere of Paramount Plus.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's
air?
Part of why it's all timed.
Paramount Plus is out today.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So, So this will be one of the first things you can probably watch live. Because right now, I can tell you, on CBS All Access, you can actually watch live CBS television. So very likely you'll also be able to watch this interview live from Paramount Plus.
Well, also, interestingly,
it's almost like
they
planned it.
Yeah. Here's something to keep a lookout for. Future content on Paramount Plus, because Prince Harry was on James Corden. What network is that?
I don't know.
CBS?
Thank you. You're also, this is airing on
CBS. Also, Harry and Meghan have like a first look deal somewhere? Where is that?
Netflix.
Content okay, that creation, has nothing to do with anything. Sorry, I took
but
us off.
I think this is much more about Oprah. Sure. CBS and Oprah, because Oprah is very much connected to CBS. And so I think this connection, media connection, is more about Oprah than it is about them. I mean, they'll use Oprah's connections to get, you know, the audience.
If only we could all use Oprah's connections.
Mm-hmm.
We're open, Oprah. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to use Elizabeth Reese's connections to all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The beautiful Elizabeth Reese is here, and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood, and I understand she may have a special visitor.
I have a special guest with me. His name is Heathcliff.
Oh,
and you don't mean the adorable orange kitty cat from our childhood.
No, I mean my five-month-old baby. He took an epic nap this morning, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to wake him up. Maybe he'll be well-behaved during the dirt alert. And if he has any comments, Holly has assured me it's okay that he can share.
Okay, good. Yeah, as long as he doesn't swear.
I warned him about our rules, and he assured me he would stick with it.
Teach him young.
I could never trust his father to do the same thing, but I can definitely trust. All right, let's talk about Meghan and Harry and William and Kate and the royal drama ahead of this big interview with Oprah. Guys, I mean, this is like the storylines just keep getting pumped out. Are you having so much fun analyzing why these stories are coming out at different times?
Mm-hmm.
So Prince William and Kate Middleton are, and I quote, this is what Page Six reports, surrounded by goodness and don't want to get involved in the soap opera surrounding Harry and Meghan Markle, is what close family sources are telling Page Six. That's the quote from the source. They're surrounded by goodness.
Aren't we all? Actually, no.
I guess they are dreading the uncomfortable attention that's about to hit the royal family. Oh,
Cliff.
Okay.
No, he had some thoughts about that.
Oh, yeah. Keep good.
Also surrounded by goodness.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Yes. And they don't want to be involved in this public whining fest. And one royal source saying, though, I'm sure William is desperately sad about all of this. Oh, no, now he has the hiccups.
Frankly, Heathcliff, his hiccups are William. Far more exciting to me than the story of pending drama in this family. I do, you know, I don't know what's really the truth, but like, I would be the person in the family who's like, can you guys just
zip it?
Can we just can't we just get together next Christmas and work this out?
The sideshow is so bizarre. Like, the sideshow is almost more, I don't even know, I don't want to say more interesting, but the sideshow is like its own interview.
It is.
You know, like, it's ridiculous. And I, you know, we've said this before, but like, somewhere in between all of these mountains of stories runs the river of truth, and nobody really knows what that is.
You're totally right. The other story from Us Weekly about it is that William, William and his grandmother, the Queen, are furious about what might be revealed. They feel that by sharing Harry and Meghan's side of the story, the entire royal family will be painted in an unfair way.
I don't think that's going to happen. And I will tell you, I also don't think the story about, like, the Queen is not happy. The Queen, by all accounts, loves Harry.
Yeah, loves Harry.
Like, he is her...
And really got along with Meghan.
Yeah, exactly. And I think those stories are probably pushed by people inside the palace who didn't get what they thought they were due when it came time to have Meghan join the firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of bitterness probably in a lot of people that are doing their best behind the scenes, because you just don't get the impression watching The Crown, right?
Which is where we get our best info.
That the Queen is going to spend a lot of time being concerned with tabloids. I just feel like she's like, I want you guys to be happy. What do we need to do to, like, not make this, you know, unnecessarily complicated?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's a really good point, Bradley, because it seems to me that everybody's the most important thing to everybody would be to minimize the drama, to try to, like, make this thing, like, if they were playing their cards right, they would not even be acknowledging it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hoping that it would just sort of fly super low under the radar and it would be a non-issue. I just can't. I don't subscribe to a theory that they're quaking in their, you know, royal boots over what Meghan Markle is going to say.
In their well-made heritage riding boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome. There are allegations from a couple of staffers that were printed in the Times that Meghan Markle bullied them while she was in the palace. And then the palace issued a statement saying, we are clearly very concerned about allegations following claims made by former staff of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And our HR team will look into the circumstances outlined in the article. That's fascinating.
Love that there is an HR team in the palace.
Well, see, and you begin to understand the sort of weird fence that the Queen is. The Queen doesn't sit on fences. Let's be clear. But
she has people to do that.
She has horses that jump over them.
Yeah, exactly. You actually, this Queen, you could see her like with her boots and like hopping over a fence. I could totally see that. But you see the weird place everybody is in, because like the palace has to respond to these dumb tabloid rumors, because they don't, like, there's some people who think, you know, that people were being treated unfairly and they don't want to be seen as being a place where people are treated unfairly. At the same time, you know, they understand that there are people who are out to make other people look bad. So it, I just can't imagine that anybody involved has a very easy time of trying to remain, I don't know, neutral and not somehow spewing drama.
Listen, this is just a publicity machine. CBS is just loving this because this two-hour interview is set to air on Sunday, and they just cannot even stand it. By the way, for his interview, Harry reached for his old favorite suit. It's a J. Crew Ludlow slim fit suit jacket and the suit pants. That's what he's wearing. It's one of the brand's best sellers since its introduction in 2008. Maybe Harry and Meghan will be able to bring J. Crew back from the dead.
Yeah, I would maybe like that they'll have some sort of endorsement deal with J. Crew.
Because I cannot find my men's tall t-shirts, which I always get from J. Crew because they're the only tall t-shirts that don't
crop up when I wash them.
Every time I go online, it's like, these are back ordered until 2022.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you'd think that maybe they'd make a few more.
Thank you.
Heathcliff is equally outraged.
Thank you, Heathcliff.
And his hiccups are continuing. Aren't baby hiccups funny?
They're the cutest ever, and I'm sorry, but it's been very hard to focus on the subject at hand. Oh. Well, there's a baby hiccuping.
Did you hear it? I put it right by the microphone so you
guys would hear it. Perfect.
Aww,
Elizabeth
thanks,
Reese,
guys.
That was the best Dirt Alert ever. Yay! Thank you so much.
Special guest today.
And thank you, Heathcliff.
Thanks, Heathcliff.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have some celebrity mysteries to solve. We do that in the form of blind items. We're going to do that after this, right here on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. 12:30 every day on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor. We like to solve celebrity mysteries, and we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has selected for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Ooh. Come and get your hot, fresh celebrity gossip mysteries and solve this one, Colleen and Bradley. The massive selling of assets by the permanent A-list rapper and mogul is in preparation for a divorce.
No. Jay-Z and Beyonce?
This rumor has been going on for a while, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah, fill in the blank and then yes.
So the massive selling of assets, including a majority stake in Tidal by Jay-Z, is in preparation for a divorce.
You guys, okay, so, oh my gosh, I have ESPN. I was in the car yesterday listening to Lemonade. Do you remember when Lemonade came out?
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a huge deal because Beyonce basically used that visual album to pretty much like tell, not, I mean, as much of the story as you're ever going to get about his cheating. And as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking to myself, I cannot believe they're still married. As she's processing it in music. And then I get this blind item today. And I just want you guys to know I have ESPN.
I totally, totally want to honor your ESPN. And
no,
I think.
You're going to mock me.
No, I'm not going to mock you at all.
Okay,
I think you're on. I just don't think you need ESPN, is what I'm going to say. Is that, like, haven't we, you know, are we surprised?
Well, and here's the other thing. That was the other thing I was thinking. Yesterday, remember yesterday, we talked about what is the celebrity mystery that you always wish you knew, right?
Yeah.
Or that you
what happened in that elevator.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
that was the thing that occurred to me yesterday. Was like, what actually happened in the elevator with Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Solange?
Solange.
Thank you. I see what you did there. Next,
another one.
Blinded by the Item.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. This one might take a little more thinking.
Okay.
This A-minus list, mostly television actor, knows this brand new superhero show is really his last chance at stardom. He's been given a lot of chances. The fact that the show is awful is not really going to help his chances of success. Producers love hooking up with him, though, so you never know.
Okay, hey. A-minus list, mostly TV actor.
Superhero show. Do we know about this? Is this a, like a, is this like, is this going to be on Disney Plus or something?
No, this is going to be on a streaming service called Netflix.
Oh. Is this the Spider-Man one or Superman? Or Spider-Man?
No.
Or Superman?
No.
Okay, forget it. I'm out.
Okay, so let's... So I would imagine this is not your typical superhero experience.
Correct, Bradley. Okay.
So then it's probably like one of them weird ones like WandaVision or...
No. Netflix. Now, I mean, you're not gonna know the superheroes, but it is based off of a graphic novel series, but they're not like A-plus list superheroes.
So let's focus in on the A-minus list, mostly TV actor who's clearly hot or loves to hook up. So...
He's an attractive gentleman.
So we wouldn't mind seeing him without his clothes on.
I don't think so. Also, he used to be married to a famous singer.
And we think that he's been given a lot of chances. Like, do we know he's kind of drama-y?
Well, it's not that he's drama-y. It's the fact that, you know, he's been trying to be put out there as a superstar a lot of different times, and it just quite hasn't stuck.
Oh, God, I know. We know who this is.
He has local connections. He is a fan of a local sports team.
Josh Duhamel.
Ugh.
So, what show is he? Anyway, read the thing, and then we'll talk.
Vaguely recall this, but it's not in there.
So, Josh Duhamel knows that this show over on Netflix, this new superhero show called Jupiter's Legacy, is really his last chance at stardom. Now
that sounds like a winning chance.
Well,
terrible
Josh,
name.
You remember me from Jupiter's Legacy?
So Josh Duhamel has been given a lot of chances at stardom, and the fact that Jupiter's Legacy is awful is not really going to help Josh's chances at success. Now, producers love hooking up with him, though, so you never know.
But what is that hooking up with him piece?
I don't know.
Sex? Do they mean like,
it could be.
Like hookups?
Well, yeah, what do you think they mean? Like going to coffee?
Know. Going fishing?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What do they do?
They love hooking up with him. Like, huh, they just love, you know, bouncing ideas off him. No, they're bonking the man. I mean, look at him.
Okay. I mean,
although, you know what I say about people like that?
That are attractive?
What? What? Do
well,
tell.
Specifically do about tell. People that look like that. Like, they just look
like good?
Too perfect.
Too perfect?
By half.
Okay. Okay. Hold the phone.
What?
Hold the phone.
Okay.
I just want you to remember Zac Efron when you're saying this.
No, but I would say the same of Zac Efron. Sometimes I for a troll like me, this is what I say to myself. This is how I deal with life. Mm-hmm. Because I'm never going to be with Zac Efron or Josh Duhamel, or, you know, somebody like that. I mean, none of us are. I mean, no offense to any of you all. I mean, I hope you do get
I'm
to hook
offended.
Up with Josh at some point, if you so should.
Do you mean have coffee? Okay,
but I always go like, well, he's probably really boring in bed because I just feel like people like that don't have to work at it.
That's true.
You know, at least that's the lie I tell myself to feel better at night when I'm, you know.
I don't think that that's probably the truth, but I want to go along with your lie.
You think pretty people are good in bed? It's like
not all of
it's
them.
It's like but maps.
I heard rumors about Zac Efron.
That he was really good?
Yeah.
He's attentive to your needs.
I feel like
so
he would be a jackrabbit.
Somebody that we know knows somebody that biblically knew him.
Yeah.
And said that he was amazing.
Like, but in what context? Like he could go all night.
I don't know. I didn't
like he would say
details.
Sweet nothings or
no,
like
I don't
he was
think
a
he says,
jackrabbit.
I don't think he says sweet nothings. I think he says nothings. And probably doesn't even quite know who he's with in the moment.
Okay, well, that's not going to be a turn on for me.
No.
I mean, I'm just saying.
If you don't know who I am.
If it's like, oh, it's me or a pillow, and you don't know the difference.
Is that my
Santa
pillow?
Santa Bear?
Or your pillow?
Hashtag too soon.
Blinded by
oh, suddenly I was thinking of, what's that TV show?
I don't know.
Big
Tracy,
Mouth?
No, the one, the actress that was with the guy. Never mind. Go on. We need another blind item.
Oh. You know the story about the actress. And
you know
the
that
guy.
One.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Holly, help us.
Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. This A-list host thought he would be with the show forever, so he really hasn't saved any money. If he's booted from the show, he will be broke and doing infomercials within the year.
By the way, I said Kimmy Schmidt.
Thank you.
Kimmy Schmidt. Well, no, I just thought maybe somebody would have heard me say something
didn't
else.
Didn't hear it correctly. Gotcha.
Thank you.
Okay, A-list host thought he would be with a show forever.
Forever.
A chauffeur?
Yeah.
Hasn't saved any money.
No, so he's going to be doing infomercials.
Is there a threat of him being booted from the show?
Yes.
Is it a late
night person? Chris Harrison?
Oh, duh.
Bradley. That's duh. For you.
Absolutely. Ugh.
So,
ugh.
Chris Harrison thought he'd be the host of The Bachelor forever, so he didn't really save any money. But if Chris Harrison is booted from The Bachelor franchise, he's not going to have any money. And then he'll be doing infomercials within a year.
He'll be with that dump cake lady.
I mean, they're, you know, she's got good recipes, right?
Yeah.
She puts things like...
What's with the look on your face?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to think of who the dump cake lady is. Is she the redhead that also does the magic bullet?
Yeah.
She does everything. She does that copper pan. Oh. She does the slap chop.
Oh.
She does all the things.
But she's most known for her dump books. Yeah, boy. Dump dinners.
I mean, not that I'm wishing death on anybody, but I'm just imagining hold the phone and let me finish. I'm just imagining what her obituary is going to read like.
Whenever you start something with, I don't mean to kill anyone unnecessarily.
No, what I'm saying is like, I'm imagining her living obituary, you know, like, you know, known for her dump cakes.
Oh, you know, the person at the New York Times is writing the obit.
It's already
Kathy
written.
Mitchell. It's already been written.
But Kathy Mitchell. Exactly. By the way, she's just a fascinating human. So you should spend some time looking at her life story.
She's got a whole Reddit thread dedicated to her.
Can you give me like a quick little, like,
I mean, what do you need to say about somebody who has, you know, done infomercials for Snackmaster, MicroCrisp, Turbo Cooker Plus, Fry Pro, G Magic, La Presse, Chef-O-Matic Pro, Sideshow, Skillet, Flat Fold, Colander, Flip Witch, Skillet, wow. Flip Flat. I could go on.
Also,
lots of red copper pans too.
Anybody who can talk at length about a collapsible colander, I just have an amount of respect for. Like,
but I don't just, you like? I love this woman because she shows up to work and goes, "Look at this thing! Oh my god!" And then she like goes all in
and gets super it's excited like about us, like, a collapsible colander.
Yeah, I mean, or the better than the red copper better pasta pot, or the quick taco, or the grip and flip. Or the Stone Wave. Or the Dump Diet Cookbook.
I need to know everything about the taco. What's also, the taco one?
Let's talk about taco? A Quick Taco.
Quick Taco.
Hogwash. There's a Hogwash Scrubber.
What?
She also has like a bunch of cookbooks.
Like scrub your pig?
Dump for Diabetics. No, that's what it is. Dump Cakes, Dump Dinners, Dump Soup. Dump for Diabetics. Crockpot dumps.
Okay, sorry.
Ramen nibbles.
I'm terrible.
Pumpkin.
Dump for Diabetics sounds like some sort of like...
Poor Holly.
Fundraiser. It sounds like a fundraiser.
Jerry Lewis hosts the telethon.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's hour 26 of Dump for Diabetics. We have a big... Here's Kathy Mitchell sitting in front.
I can't. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to take a trip to Zombie Publationship Corner because there is a zombie publationship that is paying dividends for both members. We'll talk about a Flarmus after this on My Talk 107.1.
Hey.
Bye.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
And we have to visit Zombie Publationship Corner.
Mm.
What was that sound? Oh, zombies. That was your zombie.
Zombie.
You set us up, Colleen, to make the noise.
Like, I don't get it.
Sorry. Anywho, do you guys remember a Flarmus? Remember when we were afflicted with a Flarmus?
Yes. A Flarmus is John and Catherine. No.
Nope.
Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck.
Correct. Well, they're a zombie publicationship. Why are they a zombie publicationship?
Well, because the relationship is dead, but their careers are still trying to hold on for dear life. And so oftentimes you'll see celebrities after they end their publicationships continue to reference those publicationships insofar as it gets them further publicity, thereby currency in the world of celebrity, thereby getting better gigs and jobs and all that stuff.
Or it might not just be them talking about their publicationship. It might be the tabloids talking about their publicationship, like in the case of Ana de Armas. Headline, look away, Ben Affleck. Ana de Armas kisses a handsome man as she models a sheer dress for first Estee Lauder fragrance commercial.
Okay, tell me about her fragrance.
Stop. Anywho. What does that have to do with Ben Affleck? Nothing.
No, except literally for
that,
the nothing.
The fact that they were in a relationship probably got her a job.
Yeah.
Also, the guy she's making out with in the commercial is super hot. Okay, but that's not what this is about. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's real easy on the eyes. Anywho, so the point is this. She's the new face of Estee Lauder. And so that publicationship obviously paid dividends because what, like a year ago, 2 years ago, no, like a year ago, we weren't talking about Ana de Armas by name.
No, for sure.
Right? Like she starred in Knives Out. She was great in Knives Out. That was a great movie, but nobody was talking about Ana de Armas. We didn't know her name, but now she is a name.
Yeah.
You want to know what Ben Affleck is up to?
What's Ben Affleck up to?
Okay, I really want to spend some time on this because a Ben Affleck source talked to somebody at People Magazine about what Ben Affleck is up to.
Okay.
And the quotes are so obvious.
It's so obvious.
Apparently, it's so obvious. So apparently Ben Affleck is filming a movie in New England called The Tender Bar. And this is that drama that's going to be directed by George Clooney. They've already worked together because George Clooney produced Ben Affleck's movie Argo.
Okay.
Back in 2012.
It's a good movie.
So, of course, now we're like, headlines, they're back together, reunion, blah, 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 bromance. Here's what the Affleck source told People Magazine. Ben is excited to be in Boston. He and George are happy to be reunited and working together. And you know what? Ben Affleck comes prepared and ready to film. He and George are great to work with. Ben Affleck comes prepared.
Okay.
Like, if this is a report card, that's like a B.
Like, he showed up?
Yeah, like, yeah. He came to set.
He did his job. But like, see, that counters the narrative that he's, you know, a hot mess, which is always the sort of tabloid territory that we've been in with Ben Affleck. So I guess in this regard, he's attempting to counter that previous idea of him, which I think, honestly, he's done a very good job of sort of rehabbing his personality somewhat in tabloids.
Well, and I actually think, again, back to the premise that it's a zombie publicationship, but it's paying dividends. I think that he can credit his publicationship with Ana de Armas for giving him that image of like being a stable able, right? Yeah. So mm-hmm. So anyway, he comes prepared to the set to do his job. Cool. Neat. And then the source goes on to say that Ben Affleck has found time to stay connected with his family. And he even got to safely fly back for Sam's birthday. He's in a good place. So Sam is his son, who apparently just celebrated a birthday, and Ben Affleck safely flew back. As opposed to all the unsafe flying that people are doing.
Yeah, the willy-nilly, like, woo, I'm not wearing my seatbelt.
Yeah. Anyway, again, I think you're right. Like, he's attempted to do a huge character rehab.
Well, and I think that's part of what Ana de Armas was all about.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, so, it worked.
Yeah, no, it most certainly did. I mean, it's clear that again, it doesn't matter for the audience that might just be arriving on what our publicationship conversation is. It doesn't really matter what was going on behind the scenes between the two of them. They may have truly been in love. I think something happened, and he, like, this is just my, like, petty corner moment, but he did something.
Petty corner on publicationship,
right?
Corner.
Like, I mean, it's just...
We're at an intersection.
Full stop. He did something. Because why would she leave the situation?
And they broke up over the phone.
Yeah, she seemed to be happy. She loved the kids. I just feel like he did something. Anyway, it doesn't really matter because at the end of the day, they both were able to help their career along by getting all this extra publicity out of the publicationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, let's brag about random acts of kindness that you've done for others or maybe that you've received. 651-641-1071. Random acts of kindness, ones that you've given or ones that you've received. We'll take your calls after this on My Talk 1071.
Kristen here, reminding you not to do things. What I mean is, with same-day delivery for everything from gifts to groceries, you only have to do the things you want to do. To not do the other things, visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Have you been waiting for just the right job? Then welcome to the end of your search. Amazon has seasonal warehouse jobs in your area, and now is a great time to apply. You can start getting paid right away and work close to home. Applying is easy. You don't even need an interview. So what are you waiting for? Come join the team and get a great seasonal job offer today. Visit Amazon.com/hiring. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.